all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson. And leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. What is this thing with heart disease and women? Women still are not getting it out there. Come on, women. But even young women, too. Oh, good grief. So today we're going to address this. Hop right into the mire here and try to clarify this relationship between heart disease and women, because we do it differently. And our go-to expert is Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, a wonderful colleague and friend now, who resonates from New York City, is an attending cardiologist and director of Women's Heart Health, Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, and the author of Every Woman's Guide to a Heart-Healthy Life, Reduce the Effects of Stress, Promote Heart Health, and Restore the Balance in Your Life. Dr. Steinbaum, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. This is
I heard something wild, Suzanne. Yeah, I just have to jump in here. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I heard some woman was on, you know, a call with, I think it was, you know, it's some, you know, cable network company out there. And she was on with a representative because she was having massive problems with her cable network. And this person, she said, was rude to her and not nice to her, and literally said that she herself, the woman, was the one at fault, and that they would actually call the police on her, and they were just accusing her of this and that. She got all upset on the phone, and after hanging up from that rude agent and back and forth, whoever the customer representative was, she just felt ill. She felt terrible, and she felt so bad, and she was so terrified that someone would call the police on her. All she was doing was talking on the phone. Was that the next day she went into her doctor saying, I have felt terrible for the last 24 hours since that call. They did an EKG on her. Guess what they found? And they also did the blood work. She had one.
Yeah.
She actually had one.
All
right. So I'm going to use this as an example. What the heck is with women and heart attacks?
I was going to say, you know, this is my passion. This is my favorite topic. And I really want all women to understand that heart disease is her number one health threat. 1 in 33 women will die of breast cancer. 1 in 3 will die of heart disease. And we all really believe that breast cancer is our greatest risk, but that story you just told, that sort of subtle, I don't feel well kind of thing, that's what heart disease often presents like in women. And the reality is, for every single woman that has a heart, you are at risk for heart disease. And paying attention to how you feel makes a huge difference in preventing this from having that subtle heart attack like you just described.
Yeah, and here she was. She didn't clasp her chest and fall to the ground the way you see on TV. Instead, she does it differently. Be specific about this, Dr. Steinbaum. Tell us what really happens when a woman is truly having an issue like this.
So here's the deal. We often think of that classic, typical Hollywood heart attack. A man clutching his chest, sweating, blue in the face. You know, that's what a heart attack looks like, we think, in a man. But when we think about heart attacks in women, it's much more subtle. It's jaw pain, back pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting. Rosie O'Donnell recently did a documentary on her own heart attack, and she kept saying, it's hot, exhausted, pain, pale puke. Hot, exhausted, pain, pale puke. And she kept saying that over and over so a woman would really get it in her mind. So absolutely, it's that hot, exhausted, pain, pale, puke, but it's oftentimes also that subtle shortness of breath, even flu-like symptoms. About 2 weeks before a woman has a heart attack, there was one survey that showed that women often have sleep disturbances, that overwhelming fatigue. There's a prodrome that often goes along with it. And as I speak to women often and I tell them this, I see everyone in the audience freaking out, thinking that they're constantly having a heart attack. But the reality is that if we can't do our normal activities that we're used to doing every day, if all of a sudden it's just so hard and we're having these maybe subtle symptoms of a little shortness of breath, a little bit more fatigue than usual, it's worth going to see your doctor.
Well, now, you know, Suzanne, I know a lot of young women out there in her radio land here on Radio MD are rolling their eyes saying, oh, that's some, you know, 60-year-old's problem. Really? With all of that Red Bull we're sucking down with, you know, the caffeine, the cigarettes, the drugs, the attention deficit meds, the stimulants. I mean, are we teeing it up for young women? What's going on with young women and heart disease?
I really want to talk about this because I think young women think that they can get away with it. You know, in your 20s, you kind of bum cigarettes off friends, you don't think it's going to make a difference. A little Red Bull here and there, it doesn't make a difference. Let's talk about the basics. If you're not eating healthy, if you're not exercising, if you're not sleeping enough, if you're not really managing your stress, all of those factors lead to an increased risk of heart disease. And in fact, studies are showing that women less than 55 years old, there's now an increased incidence in heart disease compared to men. And when we go back in time and we look, you know, why is this? How come this is happening? Since 1984, guess what happened in 1984?
Do you know? What? Tell me.
In 1984, when women entered the workforce, just as much as men, that's when heart disease in women started increasing more than men. And now we're seeing it in this younger age population, less than 55 years old, really women in the prime of their lives. And part of this is because of this juggling act. This generation of women were told, you can have it all, you can do everything, you can be fabulous, great, and amazing. But you know what? Nobody gave us the handbook. And nobody said, this is how you do it. Because as much as you can have it all, you got to take care of yourself. You have to sleep, you have to eat right, you have to exercise, and you have to understand that if you don't put yourself first, you can't take care of anyone else. Right?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about it. I love it. So listen up, young her radio listeners out there, and everyone, quite frankly, it's never too early. It's never too late. You've got to be on top of this throughout your entire life. And your lifestyle habits, as Dr. Steinbaum has said, really tee this up for a destiny of either clean heart health or some real problems coming on up. We're listening to Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, who is the author of Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life, Reduce the Effects of Stress, Promote Heart Health, and Restore the Balance in Your Life. You got to read this book. It's fabulous because what it has is a comprehensive guide to be able to understand how you live on a daily basis so that what you don't end up with is a heart attack. And young ones, don't eye roll. Start up right now. Clean it up like there's absolutely no tomorrow. And Dr. Steinbaum's website is S as in Sam, R as in Raymond, S as in Sam, heart. That's her, those are her initials. srsheart.com. Again, the book title, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. Dr. Steinbaum, we so thank you for being on her radio. Your words of wisdom we take to heart. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.